Hello, Mrs. Willis. I want to thank you for inviting me to the wedding and the reception.
You're welcome. I wanted you to see my grandfather with the family.
Is family very important to him?
Family is very important to him, and he's very important to the family. He's the one that wanted you to come to the wedding.
How is Mr. Bishop today?
He's wonderful. He loves a celebration. Of course, he pays for it later.
What do you mean he pays for it later?
He eats too much. He drinks too much. He gets tired very quickly. Look at him now.
He's the center of attention.
After the bride and groom, he's the most popular guest. Have you met the bride and groom?
I know the bride. I met the groom only briefly.
I forgot. Of course you know the bride. She's a friend of your family.
That's right. I've known the family for years. I'd like to talk to the groom.
Certainly. Come with me. Troy, I'd like you to meet Mr. Lerner.
Oh, hi. You're the reporter here to talk to Great-Grandpa Jack.
That's right. And congratulations to you.
Thanks. Isn't my wife beautiful?
Yes. You're very lucky.
You want to talk about Grandpa Jack, not the bride, don't you?
I don't mind talking about the bride. She's the one that I know already. But I do want to talk about your great-grandfather.
This is his house. Did you know, Melissa's family wanted to have the reception at their house, but Grandpa Jack insisted. We thought it would be easier for him in his own house.
How is he?
He's fine. He's very old, of course. He's 100 years old.
He looks very good. Is he healthy?
Quite. He exercises. He watches what he eats. He's very thin, but not too thin. My mother takes good care of him. Have you talked to him?
Not yet.
Would you like to meet him now?
Of course, but I don't want to interrupt.
That's all right. He's talking to neighbors.
I'll introduce myself. You get back to Melissa.
Thanks.
Hello there.
Good afternoon. I'm Martin Lerner.
Jack Bishop.
How are you, Mr. Bishop?
I'm perfect.
Perfect. That's wonderful.
For 100-year-old. I'm old, but I enjoy my life.
You don't live alone, do you?
No. My granddaughter lives with me, and of course, Troy used to live here. But you don't want to hear about me.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm here.